Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 244, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have? Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. Each week I share with everybody what's on my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. I think meal planning is really important to just make life easier and knowing what's for dinner that night, wasting less food because you're buying what you're going to be cooking, and then you also save money because you're buying what you're going to be cooking. So this meal plan is just for dinners, and I do rotate meals quite frequently, so it's not like always a whole bunch of new recipes, but I do throw in something new here or there when I can, and then maybe I'll just do like a new side dish or something like that occasionally. But I try and keep it really simple, so I do rotate meals on a somewhat regular basis. But you never know, it might just remind you of something you haven't made in a while, or maybe it'll inspire you to get your meal plan together. Each week's meal plan can be found on my blog at lolasfrugallife.com. I post each week as a separate blog post, and then there's links to any recipes that I'm following included in that blog post. So if you're interested, you can go check that out. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, October 23rd. So for Saturday, we are going to be doing Parmesan crusted pork chops, which is from allrecipes.com. So this is a pretty basic recipe. You just basically coat the pork chops with Parmesan cheese. Like, you dip them in egg and then you coat them with Parmesan cheese and you bake them in the oven. But I don't know if it was just me, but last time I made these, they didn't get crispy in the dish that I cooked them in. I'm not sure if I did something wrong or whatever, but I feel like this happened the last time I made them too. Like, I think I've made this recipe one other time. So what I wound up doing is, when they were done cooking in the baking dish, I took them out and put them on a baking sheet with foil, and then just broiled them under the broiler just for like a short time, just to like get them a little bit crispy, and they came out really good. It said to bake them in a baking dish, and that's what I did, but maybe because there was too much juice in there, so I don't know if it would have been better to just do it on a baking sheet like right up front, but I still feel like the juices would have accumulated on the baking sheet, so it seemed to work good to just follow the recipe as is. And then I put the pork chops on a baking sheet afterwards and just kind of got them crispy under the broiler real quick. So just a tip. Okay, so then we're also, with this meal, making 5-ingredient Instant Pot mac and cheese. This is like a really super simple mac and cheese recipe that takes like a minute to put together. It's like literally 4 cups of elbows, 4 cups of water, and then you put it on high for 4 minutes, and then you just add a can of evaporated milk and cheddar cheese at the end, mix it together, and it's done. So we're going to do that with the pork chops, and then I'm just going to do some frozen vegetables, whatever we happen to have on hand in the fridge. I always keep a bunch of those like steam fresh type vegetables I could just grab and throw in the microwave. So for Sunday, October 24th, we're going to be making pumpkin chili. This is also from allrecipes.com, and this is something that one of my daughters always asks me to make in the fall. Just because it's like, it's a traditional thing. I've made it in the past, so now that's kind of like come a tradition to make this pumpkin chili in the fall. And it is a beef and bean-based chili, but it has pumpkin puree in it, and then it also has like pumpkin pie spice and some sugar, and it just gives it like a really neat flavor. We really like it. And then on the side, I'm just going to make some cornbread, just like the store-bought kind, like the little Jiffy boxes or whatever. Monday, we are doing hamburgers. I don't have a recipe for that. It's just, I just take some ground beef and make it into patties and cook them up. I'm also going to be doing homemade black bean veggie burgers, which is also from allrecipes.com. That is for my one daughter who doesn't eat meat. I'm also trying air fryer potato chips, which is from cookinglight.com. They look like they'd be really good. It seems like it's basically just potatoes sliced up really thin. And then I guess you like let them maybe sit and you soak them in water. I don't know. I've never made this before, but I think you soak them in water and then you like pat them dry with a paper towel and cook them in the air fryer. There's other steps in between, I'm sure, but I'm not reading the whole recipe here, obviously. But I thought that that might be a neat different side dish for hamburgers, because we do hamburgers every other Monday, and I usually make certain potatoes to go with them, so I thought the air fryer potato chips might be something different to try. And then we're just going to also do a can of pork and beans. For Tuesday, October 26th, we're doing Chipotle night. I don't have a recipe specifically to link for this. This is just kind of my version of homemade Chipotle bowl. So I just cook up some chicken under the broiler in the oven. I just cut it up in small pieces and toss it with some olive oil and seasoned salt and chili powder, and then just broil it until it's cooked so it gets a little crispy. And then I just serve it with like brown rice and black beans and cheddar cheese, sour cream, salsa, avocado, all that kind of stuff. And we make our own Chipotle bowls. For Wednesday, we're going to be doing fried flounder. This is another one, again, that I don't have a recipe for, but I just buy the frozen flounder. And I just bread it in egg and dip it in breadcrumb, and then just fry it up. It's pretty really quick meal. And then I'm just going to be making flavored rice, like, you know, like the kind of like rice-a-roni type, whatever, like the rice that kind of comes with a seasoning packet on the side. And then I'm also going to be doing air fryer roasted cauliflower and broccoli. So I always say when I make this, I don't actually ever make the cauliflower and broccoli. I always just pick one or the other, and I kind of rotate. So like one time when I make it, I'll do cauliflower. Another time when I make it, I'll do broccoli, just because a whole head of broccoli and cauliflower is just too much that my family is going to eat in like one meal. And except for me, most of my family doesn't really eat broccoli or cauliflower as a leftover. Like, they love it as a side dish with the meal, but they're not going to like go back to the fridge and pull it out and eat it as a snack. So I don't want to make too much. So the next meal is Thursday, October 28th, and I'm going to be doing Instant Pot Tuscan White Bean and Lentil Soup. This is from cookinglight.com. This is one of my favorite Instant Pot soups. It's so easy to put together and it comes out really quick. And then I'm just going to be making grilled cheese on the side with that. We always do like soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner on Thursdays, because that's the night to go food shopping. So I like to try and keep the meal prep really quick and easy. The last meal on this meal plan is for Friday, October 29th. And Friday we're going to be doing quick baked chicken parm. This is from allrecipes.com. It's just a really simple method of making chicken parm baked in the oven. You basically bread the chicken and you bake it for a period of time, and then you take it out and you add the sauce and the cheese. And then while that's cooking in the oven, I'm just going to make a quick spaghetti on the stovetop and just use like some type of chard sauce with it. So that is it for this week's meal plan. I hope that maybe this helped you motivate you get your meal plan together for the week. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can also find blog posts for each episode on my website, including the meal plans, like I was just mentioning earlier, at lolasfrugallife.com. And you can join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. If you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so that I can see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That is what helps the show gain new listeners. So I would really appreciate that. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.